to find your headset. Okay, hi, welcome to Hollywood Connection special, Beauty Queen special, and she is one of our top reporters, Hollywood, Florida. Are you there, Deidre?
Yes, I'm here, and we have actress Jen Gotson on tonight. I'm very excited.
Yes, and we have her trailer and commercial, so let's play that right away before you interview her, and she's so excited. Have a great show, and this is Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special. We'll be back.
So glad you came back to Santaland this year.
Is that the bracelet your grandma gave you?
Yep, it's got sayings on it.
True beauty is here.
So, what do you want to be when you grow up?
My mother says I could be a fashion model, but maybe I could be a farmer too.
You're beautiful, Belle. Bye, Belle. Don't forget to ride. Pen pals forever.
Connect with the horse.
Did you find anything else for me?
Nature's beauty. Adult diapers.
I am aging out.
I need to find that bracelet.
I lost it when I was 10 at Santaland.
Maybe it really does have the answers.
What answers? Santaland? You're not making sense. Are you okay?
I'm going to Georgia.
Remember, give big.
I'm looking for Santaland.
Bell Winters.
I remember this.
25 years is a long time to catch up on.
I think I remember somebody telling me a long time ago that they wanted to be a farmer.
There's a spark between y'all. I've seen it.
We don't have anything in common.
My favorite boot.
Well, sounds to me like you're just looking for reasons to keep her away.
Poppy says you get to be beautiful on TV and magazines.
Not so much anymore.
People are what's on the inside, not what's on the outside.
She's channeling her inner runway.
I came here looking for something I haven't found yet.
Maybe you found it, you just don't know it.
Miracles do happen.
They sure do. You came back.
You are beautiful. Are you asking me to stay?
If you love Hallmark holiday movies, you'll love The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santaland, on video on demand, cable, and DVD. When a famous model returns to her childhood home and reconnects with a long-lost pen pal, she just may find what true beauty really is.
I came here looking for something I haven't found yet.
Maybe you found it, you just don't know it.
The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santaland. See it beginning November 17th on video on demand, cable, and DVD.
After.
Yay! Awesome. So that was the trailer for The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santaland. Thank you, Jen, for interviewing with me tonight. So nice to meet you.
Oh, Deidre, it is beautiful to meet you, too. I'm sending you high fives through the phone wave.
Awesome, thank you. So what was it like filming this movie? I believe I read that you filmed your actual wedding for this movie, too. Is that right?
We did film our actual wedding, and the movie was an astronomical miracle to be able to film. We were in development for 4 years from the concept of The Farmer and the Bell. Bell is another play on words. It also means beauty, and our main storyline is about inner beauty. And so to develop a message, a franchise, and a movement to really make an impact in women and girls' lives, that our value is not based on our physical appearance, but based on the love that God has for us and His truth. And so making the movie was just an extraordinary adventure to weave through that message.
That's incredible. You know, as the word says, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So that's an incredible message, and to have that in a film and to inspire people, that's so great. And I've watched you in many different films, but I wanted to know, how did you get into the entertainment industry? Like, how did you know you wanted to be an actress?
DJ, when I was 15 years old, I remember having like a come to Jesus moment. I was in my local movie theater, had one screen, and I was watching a Dolly Parton movie. And at the end of that movie, I had an electricity that wired me from my toes to my nose, and I knew I wanted to do that. But I didn't really know what that was. I didn't know if it was modeling. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was speaking, doing pageants. I didn't know if it was acting. All I knew is what that movie did for me and how it inspired me. I wanted to do that for other people. And so as a 15-year-old, that began my journey. And so my drama teacher in high school told me that I didn't have enough natural talent, and it was very difficult to make it as an actor. So I decided I not only needed to pray if it was God's direction, and if it was God's direction for him to guide me, that was my predominant. And then after prayer, persevering and having faith, I then got into a wonderful conservatory in New York City where I studied intensely for many years in New York and in L.A. to really hone in the craft of living truthfully under imaginative circumstances, which is the definition of acting. And, well, I'm still learning and I'm still growing, and every role I have, I constantly walk away saying, where can I grow and what can I do better? So, yep, that has been my journey of getting into acting.
That's awesome. I love that you prayed and you got confirmation from the Lord, because I definitely remember wanting to grow up in the entertainment industry and kind of do it my way. And when I got saved at 17, the Lord said, if you're going to do this, do it for me. And, you know, at the time, I didn't see a lot of Christian movies and things like that. And now I see them everywhere. People are making them so much. And I remember writing like my first song about the Lord, and how that just fills you up, and how the Lord directs you is great. And it's good for us to listen. So it's awesome that you're praying about it, seeking God's will. And so I want to ask you, since you're in Christian
movies. That's awesome.
Movies,
that's awesome, like, about your song. I'm sorry, Andrew, what did you say?
Well, since you've played different types of characters, do you have, like, a favorite type of character to play? Like, how do you choose your characters that you want to play?
I choose my characters based on a couple perspectives. One, I look at the script. I look at the entire narrative storytelling. Is there redemption in the climax of the story? And where is the ultimate movie's message pointing you towards? And that becomes my main compass. After that, the role. I take a look at the role, and can I identify? Can I get it in my bones? Can I find a way to really relate that I'm able to use my instincts and impulses that the Holy Spirit moves through to be able to craft that role on screen? And then if I feel that and all of that, then the next question is this a role that my management team thinks that I should move forward and do? And that's something that I also check in to make sure that, you know, we're all on the same page from a creative artist business standpoint. But most importantly, when it comes to choosing roles, I start in prayer. And I pray, and my prayer basically looks a little bit like this. I say, Lord, this role came to me, this project came to me. Can you guide me? Is this what you want me to do? And if this is what you want me to do, please give me direction, peace, speak through your word, that I know that this is from you. And if it's not from you, I ask for work, a clarity and a closed door. And with those prayers, Deidre, normally I experience God's direction. And if I feel anxiety or tension or a nervousness or just things aren't working, I also look at that might not be God's will, and the door is closing, and I should not try to push it forward my own will. I was in a movie, and this is an interesting testimony. I was in a movie called God's Not Dead. It was the second one, God's Not Dead 2. And I worked really hard to try to get an audition for that movie. And I had a friendship with the director, and the director recommended me to the producers. And I mean, I worked so hard trying sending emails, sending messages, because I really wanted to work on that story. I loved the messaging of it. And well, I got a small role, and after all of that work, and I literally pushed my will ahead. After all that work, I was cast in a small supporting role, almost like a cameo role. I had one scene, and at the end, when the movie was about to come out, my friend who directed the movie called me, and he says, "Jen, I'm sorry to say, but your scene got cut. Not that you did a bad job, God. But
that's messed up.
The scene we needed to get into the story quicker. We needed to cut off the first, like, several minutes of the movie so the movie can begin quicker." And when I saw the film, I agreed 100% with their decision. I thought that scene that I was in was just excess. And then God said to me, "Yeah, Jen, you pushed to be in there, but was it really my will? Because if it was, you'd probably still be in the cut." And so I walk away going, we have the energy and the oomph to push, but it really has to be God's anointing, God's favor, God's direction, God's providence in everything that we do, from hospitality to being administrative to being in leadership. Anything we do, we need to have God's favor and direction, and then his anointing will move ahead of us.
Right, that's so true. I think that is just powerful for all of us. I think we all tend to push our will and try to make it happen our way, and when it doesn't, some people like to blame God, like, "God, why did you do this?" or "Why this didn't happen?" But, you know, he's like, "I've never told you to do it." So it's good that you do that. And I like to hear that, because, like, we see you're an actress in these faith films, and it's nice to know that, like, your faith is really genuine. Your faith is so true to you, and you're so passionate about it. And I've watched movies like I Am Gabriel, which I like your character in I Am Gabriel as a reporter. I thought that was funny. I really liked your role in that. And in God's Country, The Princess Cut, The Good Book, those are all faith-based films. And so is that what you want to do, mostly faith-based films, or do you do other kind of films?
I love doing movies that have the ability to inspire someone's life and make an impact into their soul. Ultimately, I feel so interested in movies that have the ability to cross over into people's lives who would not go to church, and that they would watch a movie and that they would say, "Wow, you know, I don't want to be living life like this anymore. I really want that hope that I saw in that story," and that God would meet them in the quiets of their heart. Or if God would open a door where I could share my testimony, you know, in an interview, like something like this. And if one of those people who were watching the movie, it would minister to their souls and be water that's over those seeds that God planted. That's truly, truly my calling. And the movie The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land, what's so neat about this is we worked really hard to craft that story as producers to really minister to a greater audience. So not just faith-based, but inspirational. And we've been receiving calls and emails from people all across the world, from Australia to England, here in America, saying how the message of inner beauty really has impacted them and has left them with hope about their value. And that's truly where I feel God has called. And it's just been... it's been an awesome journey.
That's so cool. And so you've gotten to work with some very well-known actors like Kevin Sorbo, John Schneider, Corbin Benson, Dean Cain. So what is it like to meet these actors and work with them?
Well, every one of them is fabulous, and they all have their unique skill and personality. John Schneider and I, we met on a movie called Dune Bee, and we filmed in Texas. And before filming Dune Bee, I don't like to research who I'm working with because I don't want to get in my head about, you know, their credits. I just want to come in and get to know them as a person. And so that's what happened with John. I just got to know him as a person. I was a little bit out of the generation from when Dukes of Hazzard came out, so I didn't grow up watching Dukes. And so John and I had a really awesome friendship that we filmed over 5 weeks in Texas. And then after we filmed, I realized what a legend he is and how so many people are just in awe of John Schneider. And it was just so much fun to not have any of that, you know, interfere with the friendship. And then Kevin Sorbo and I, same thing. I never watched Hercules. We just developed a really sweet friendship, and him and Sam, his wife, they've been endorsers of The Farmer and the Bell and just real good friends. Corbin Burnson and I, we've worked on, I don't know, maybe 5 movies, and the movie that we really developed a good friendship on was My Daddy's in Heaven, where he played my dad, and we just, off time, we had some great conversations, great depth, and then when The Farmer and the Bell came out, we thought he'd be perfect for the role of Grandpappy, and he wanted to come out and help us as friends, and it was just awesome, and he's just a phenomenal actor. He did a great job. John Schneider's also in our movie, and he sings Holly Jolly Christmas during our concert scene, and he blows down the house because he's so charmalicious with himself as a singer. And so that's what it's been like to work with some of the faith-based legends who have had extraordinary careers in television and in film, and we just love them to pieces.
That's really cool. It's good to know, like, you have a good relationship with them, and it's nice how, like, you all support one another. Do you have any advice for actors who want to be in the industry?
Absolutely. Advice. I run a program called Inspiring Actors, and you could even go to the website inspiring-actors.com, and my partner Susan Shear and I, we produce these series to be able to really help actors who are, one, called by God to be an actor, be it a career or a hobby, to really learn how to craft their work from a Holy Spirit Christian base. And so the advice that I would give is to determine, is it a hobby or is it a career? Mm. And once you know which direction to take, it's a different course of action. If God is calling you to a career, you really need to educate yourself to be artistically excellent. The Lord wants excellence out of us in whatever we do, and commitment and loyalty to Him. He gave us those gifts, so we need to use those gifts to glorify Him. If we're using them to glorify ourselves, that's not the purpose of any talent in any work. It's to take that gift God has given and to glorify Him with it. And so another advice that I would have is when an actor is taking a script is to really spend time in developing that character. Figure out what type of character is the person. What is the environment that they live in? Are they high status, low status? Are they wealthy? Are they more in a common ground? What is the behavior that makes their personality unique? And then take those qualities and then live in them in the bones of you as an artist. So you could feel what that character feels like. And then the script should just come from an impulse, from comprehension, understanding what's being said, but it should come from the belly, from the emotional center. So when you're connected to the partner you're reading with, your reactions should be coming off of the reaction of the situation from your partner's perspective. So those are just some acting basic 1-2-3s in how to be able to take a script and bring it to screen, and some advice, deciding is it a hobby or is it a career? And, you know, then really putting a pathway to go after it.
That's awesome. Thank you. That's awesome advice. Definitely, like, in everything we do, it's, like, excellence to the Lord. And, yeah, the world does want excellence. And so it's great when we, like, want to do that and study and anything that we do. And so I wanted to also ask you about things that you have for sale.
Oh, yeah. So the franchise, The Farmer and the Bell, I always like to go The Farmer and the Bell. Oh, and I was inspired by that because my husband's family lives on the farm where we filmed the movie and filmed our wedding. So in The Farmer and the Bell, I just want everyone to watch it. If they have Amazon Prime or On Demand or Roku, just go and type The Farmer and the Bell, B-E-L-L-E, Bell, and watch the movie, and you will see these products that we have for sale. The main storyline follows a bracelet that is inspired by a Tiffany-style chain with five charms that have an Alex and Ani type of trend. They're inscribed with 10 biblical and psychological affirmations about what true beauty is, such as we're a magnificent masterpiece, our body and soul are marvelously made, which is in Psalm 139. 1 Peter, use whatever gift God has given you to serve others. Jeremiah plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, as it says in Romans, and to grasp how wide, high, long, and deep God's love is for you. So all of these biblical inscriptions are inscribed on this bracelet, and that bracelet is the main story point of The Farmer and the Bell. My character loses it at a pig farm and then has to find it as an adult after her modeling career has gone to tank, and because she believes the bracelet has the real reason of what beauty is. And in doing so, she learns that when she uses the gifts that God has given her to serve others joyfully, with that joy, that radiant joy, is what truly makes her beautiful. So that is one product. It's currently selling on QVC. You could go to Farmer and the Bell on QVC, and you could buy the bracelet. They've sold out of two sizes, but they have three sizes left: small, medium, large, and extra large. Or small, medium is one, and large, and then extra large is the others. Or you could get them on our website, thefarmerandthebell.net/shop. You could just type in Google The Farmer and the Bell, and you'll find our website. We also have a devotional book that unlocks what each one of those inscriptions means. So when we read in Psalms that our body and soul are marvelously made, how do we be transformed by the renewing of our mind with that truth? And so this 30-day devotional includes psychological therapy, acting exercises embedded into some of the stories and questions that an individual can walk through that who may struggle with feeling those lies that they're not pretty enough, that they are overweight, that they're aging, that they just don't have enough value to feel loved or feel worthy. And 90% of people struggle with those lies that are women. So, and those lies begin at a very, 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 very young age. So we developed a children's storybook called Beautiful Mabel. And all of these are in the movie. You can see the bracelet, you can see the Divine Beauty, the devotional book, and then you can see the children's storybook, Beautiful Mabel, in the movie. And Beautiful Mabel is written by the creator of VeggieTales, Mike Naraki. He's also Larry the Cucumber. And
he's
co-creator
Veggie. Ladies, we have to end the show. It's 8:30. We have another show starting right now, but we want to thank you so much. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
God bless you.
God bless you all. God bless you. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Okay.